Texas was once a sovereign nation, you know that from the history books, and in that vein, you can hear a bit of the presidential tone in the voice of Governor Rick Perry announcing plans to tighten security along the Rio Grande Valley at the U.S.-Mexico border.
I will not stand idly by while our citizens are under assault and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard.
Perry is authorizing as many as 1,000 troops to go to the southern border to deal with the continued surge of tens of thousands of child immigrants from Central America. Governor Perry and local law enforcement say that the diversion of resources is pushing up crime in the area.
Unaccompanied children only make up 20% of those apprehended crossing the border illegally. And as the brave men and women of our Border Patrol are pulled away from their law enforcement duties to give humanitarian aid, drug cartels, human traffickers, individual criminals are exploiting this tragedy for their own criminal opportunities.
Speaking this month, that's Governor Rick Perry. Does Governor Perry have a point or more of a campaign issue here? We'll speak with two voices now. First, Laura Collins is Director of Immigration Policy at the American Action Forum. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Hello. Thank you for having me on, John.
Is this a substantive point on Perry's part or a campaign issue for him right now?
I think it oversimplifies it to call it just a political issue, just a campaign issue. Obviously, there is something that he's going to get out of it from the base. But at the same time, border security and immigration are issues that Texans deal with every single day. Safety and security matter to Texans, and he's addressing what he perceives as a gap in the federal response. This is something that Texas law enforcement and federal Border Patrol officials have been alerting the administration to for 2 years, and the administration has failed to acknowledge the scope of the problem, and so Perry is stepping in.
If you've noticed this for 2 years, why only now calling out the National Guard?
Perry is limited in what he can call up the National Guard for. If President Obama were to call up the National Guard, he would be able to call them to assist Border Patrol. Perry is only allowed to call them up to assist in state law enforcement. So they're only going to be assisting the Texas Department of Public Safety in trying to catch criminal activity rather than assisting with the actual immigration issue that Border Patrol is dealing with the unaccompanied minors and the other people coming from Central America.
Do you buy the Republican view of this, that this is an administration-created problem? Or does it result from instability in Central America that really has been a long time brewing because of historical reasons?
I think this problem is multi-layered. When Obama decided to do deferred action for childhood arrivals, that gave the cartels and the coyotes something to seize upon to misinterpret in Central America. But that ignores the fact that there is rampant poverty and horrible violence in these Central American countries. And so you have more factors working than just an administration-created problem and just an instability problem.
Laura Collins is Director of Immigration Policy at the American Action Forum. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura Collins has worked on policy for the Republican National Committee. Judge Clay Jenkins joins us now, Democrat from Dallas County. Let's put the same question to you, Judge. Does Governor Perry have a point about rising crime at the border, or do you think he has really found a campaign issue here, Judge?
There's not much of a crime problem at the border. What I understand from the sheriffs down there, there's a very minor uptick on crime there. The best way to deal with that would be to add a few more sheriff's deputies. But I do think that it's going to be helpful in two regards. I just don't know if it's worth the money. One is our DPS officers that are flying helicopters are logging 40 to 60 hours a week. That's too many hours in the air for a helicopter pilot. So it's good that we're getting some more pilots to level out that workload. To the extent that there's more uniforms in green on the border, that's who the kids are told by their parents to surrender to as to get to someone who's a safe adult as soon as they cross. So that'll have some marginal helpful impact in helping the children find an adult when they come across. But most of these children are crossing at the international bridge and at well-known checkpoints where they know the border patrol will be there, because the children aren't evading detection. They're seeking to find the safety of a border agent just as soon as possible. So that shouldn't have a big effect to put more boots on the ground. To the extent that others are taking advantage of the situation to get across the border with drugs or for other reasons, I suppose more human beings on the ground can help in detecting those individuals.
How much is this going to cost? I've heard $12 million a month as one report, and who's paying that bill?
Well, I've heard about $5 million a week when you count the $1.3 million a week we're already spending on DPS, and the state of Texas is paying that bill. And that's in contrast to what I'm doing, which is fully funded by the federal government. So that's really the rub. I don't have a problem with some relief for the helicopter pilots, but this money is apparently coming for transportation and health and human services here in Texas, and those are already strapped programs. So the question is not really whether this is a bad thing, but whether it's worth the money.
Judge Clay Jenkins is a Democrat from Dallas County. We were also joined by Laura Collins, a Republican and a Democrat, commenting on Governor Rick Perry's decision to send National Guard troops to the border. Judge, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.